We're set to go here. Knock and Deer Lake should be a good one. Two pretty good teams in their various classifications. Ball controlled by the Knights. Jake Scheidt in the backcourt. Comes across the timeline. Scheidt around to the right, working against the zone of the Lancers. Knock has not seen a zone a lot this year, but just very patient against it. Scheidt goes to his left and back up to the top to Frazier. Right side it goes Sank. Long range three from Julian rolls off. A rebound underneath by Schreckengott. In the paint, Schreck shot blocked by Catlett, and back they come the other way. Zach Kurbinko at the point for the Lancers. They'll play against the knock man defense. Kurbinko comes down to his right, now back across the top, gets it to Halsey, and Halsey with the travel, and back the other way come the Knights. Ron McNabb with a lot of words for Jake Scheidt, not sure what they were talking about there. But Jake back down the floor in 1-2-2 zone. Right back towards the middle, it goes to Sang, back to Scheidt. Jake looks to drive inside, floater is up off the side, no good, rebound by Padlick. And Scheidt battles for it, pulls it in, jump ball called, the possession arrow will go to the Lancers. Scheidt back there with four Lancers, and he ends up with a basketball on the floor. The Lancers cover it up and get the jump ball called, and they get the ball back. Kurbinko will wait. Comes down the floor. Scheidt picks him up at center circle. Off on the right wing to Perot. Perot spins around the top, and an illegal screen called against, I think, Hollibaugh. And Locke gets the ball back. They haven't posted that on the board, so I'm not sure who they called it against. Frazier on the right wing, all the way back across the top. Far side, it goes to Schreckengott. Knock working outside the perimeter here. Go to the high post. Scheidt back out to Sanks for the wide open three, and Julian drains it, and the Knights take the lead. So I would expect the next basket for Knock to come from Scott Frazier if things stay as they have all season. They go low to Cadillac. Cadillac goes in high off the glass and gets the ball to fall in for two. Here's Scheidt working against the double team. Comes across the middle, ball taken away by the Lancers. Halsey, Scheidt maybe tried to force it a little bit down this side. Knock needs to see pressure. They haven't seen it for three or four games, and they know they're going to get it against Highland, so we really need to see it here today. Here's a wide-open run to the basket by Zach Kurbinko. Knock just sort of opened up the door for him. And knock quickly down the floor now. On the far wing, it goes Frazier. Frazier baseline runner. Frazier's shot is up, and he's fouled, and Frazier will go to the line to shoot two. That's going to go against Hollibaugh, and that should be his second foul. It is, and Frazier at the line to shoot two. Got a pretty solid night again last night. 14 points for 13. And then gets the bucket here, and just as I imagined, it would be Sanks and then Frazier, but not with that kind of basket. Hollibaugh comes out with and Jared Colton in. So the big presence under the basket for the Lancers on the bench. And Frazier at the line for a second shot. Score tied at four. The Knights looking to take the lead here on Frazier's free throw, and they do. 5-4 Knights. Back the other way come the Lancers. Kurbinko waits for everything to set up and then works towards the center circle. Cadillac up high, drops it off for Holt on the far wing. They go underneath Cadillac. Cadillac trying to come in and Schreckengott, and he's done shut off. And back out come the Lancers and start over again. Barat with the basketball working against Frazier goes into the right corner and then back outside. Now spins across the top into the paint, puts up a shot, draws the foul, and gets the bucket. Brad Perot for two and one. Frazier with a foul, his first, team's first. And I'll put Perot at the line with the and one. 5 will answer here in the early going. And make it 7 as Brad Farratt drops that one in. Lancers with no pressure as the Knights come down the floor. Shrek comes down the right side. Goes towards the corner where he finds Schreckengoss. Baseline runner for Schreck, leaves it short. Battle for the rebound, gets his own rebound, and he goes up, shoots, and scores. But Jared Schreckengoss off the baseline, ties it at 7. And Urbinko slowly across the timeline for the Lancers. He'll come to the right side, guarded by Scheit. Tries to come in low. Nothing there. Feeds to the low post. Nobody home. And back outside it comes. The crossing pass swatted away by Brady McKee. Intended for Jared Colton from the near corner. Lancers inbound right side of their own hoop. Urbinko gets it in low. Shot is off the back of the glass, partially deflected by Frazier, and sinks back the other way. Julian pulls up and gets it off to Scheit, who takes it to the foul line. Outside, Schreckengoss for 3. And Schreckengoss finishes the 3-pointer. 5 in the game for Schreck. And the Knights up 10-7 with 4:15 to go first quarter. Brock with the ball. Comes across to Colton. Colton waits. The pick. Colton goes to the high post. Puts up a shot. And it's good. Here, Lake's not missing their shots. And it's 9-10. Here's Frazier with a baseline runner. Frazier's shot is up and good, and he gets the foul. Boy, Scott Frazier has become so strong at taking the ball to the hole, and he does that along the baseline and draws the foul against Harris Halsey. And Frazier now with a chance at the end one to put the Knights up by 4. Frazier launches and scores. 5 in the quarter for Scott. Of the Knights, 13. Urbinko off the right wing, looking to set things up. Scheit gives him a little bit of room and now puts some pressure on. Outside to Colton. Colton waits for the pick to come from Urbinko, but just Schreckengoss able to cut that one off. They feed to the low post. To Halsey, can't handle it. Is forced into the corner. Now they feed to the middle. Ball outside it comes. Good passing sequence by the Lancers. Keep the ball in motion. Colton will get it up top to Farratt. Farratt back to Colton. Cuts to the basket, but no pass made. Now they come. Urbinko goes in. Puts a shot up. And he's going to be charged. Called for the charge. Or I'm sorry, Colin Cadlick charged with the charge, if you will. Taken by Brady McKee, although Brady didn't really take it. He just ran into it. And so the Knights up by 4, 3 minutes to go, first quarter, have the basketball. Brady McKee on the left wing. Back to the middle to Sanks. Julian looks in, steps back to Brady McKee. McKee with a little bit of a fake out to Sanks, into the far corner. Here's Scheit, baseline runner. Scheit's shot is short. Battle for a rebound. Frazier goes up and in. Bounced around there for a minute, but it fell through, and the Knights up 15-9. And Urbinko down the near wing, and a timeout taken by the Lancers with 2:31 to go here in the first quarter. And the Knock Knights up 15-9 on the strength of some work by Scott Frazier underneath and at the foul line. Knights with a pair of threes thus far. Jared Schreckengoss and Julian Sanks. Lancers have been spreading out the scoring. Everybody pretty much on the floor with a point except Harris Halsey. And Knock taking on the Lancers. Lancers are 3A. And leading their section, or at least tied to the lead in their section, 3-0. On the Knights, 4A, and tied to the lead in their section, 2-0 in section play, and the Knights, 7-3 overall. Lancers are 6-3 overall. Deer Lakes opened the season in the St. Joe tournament, losing to Cornell, then beating Propel Braddock Hills. Then they had their own Christmas tournament. They beat Greensburg Central Catholic, then lost to Olsch. Lancers with the ball, 2.5 to go here, first quarter. Urbinko across the timeline, guarded by Scheit, goes into the middle to Cadlick. Here's a drive, partially blocked by Schreckengoss. quickly ahead to McKee, loses the handle into the corner, but gets it out to Sang. Good job by Brady to make up for that one. They're throwing a little bit too long. In the middle of Frazier. Frazier down the lane. Floater leaves it short, gets his own rebound, put back, and he's fouled. And Frazier back to the line to shoot two. Scott trying to put that one back up, just didn't give it enough juice when he put it up. But we'll go to the line to shoot. I'm not sure who that foul is on. For some reason, the scoreboard is not working. And so Frazier with the first of two. In the quarter, eight in the quarter for Frazier. Second Goss gets a breather. And Adam Bajuzic on the floor for the Knights, up 16-9. And Frazier gets the next one to fall. 17-9 Knights, 2:04 to go first quarter. And Herbinko across the timeline. Swings it around to the left of Perrott. Perrott gets a pick from Kadlik, but Frazier able to easily beat that pick. Off on the corner. Step back three, rolls off the top, and a rebound comes out of bounds off of the Lancers, and Knopf will get the ball back the other way. Three-pointer came up just short. And Scheit across the timeline, again, working against the 2-3 zone. In the middle it goes Frazier. Frazier, low post shot is up, rolls off. Does it tip back up in the air, and a rebound brought down by Herbinko. Good take by Frazier, just so he can get that one to fall. Herbinko gets it to Perrott. Perrott down the lane, loses the handle on the ball, but gathers it in. Puts up a shot, misses, ball tipped out of bounds, and it's going to come off Frazier. Scott doesn't agree with that call. Let the Lancers get it right side of their own hoop. Herbinko looks for the inbound pass. Gets it into the near corner to Perrott, guarded by Frazier, and he'll come up to Colton on the top. Our side, Herbinko. Down to a minute 10 to go first quarter. Herbinko wants things to clear out. He goes to the baseline and feeds it down the middle. Here's Perrott. Perrott goes up against two Knopf Knights. And a nice job by Brad Perrott. Got both Knights on the air, in the air, and then just waited. Here's Scheit outside Bajuzic. Bajuzic's baseline, no good. He's stuck. Comes across to Sanks on the far wing. Sanks almost loses it, and he comes up top. Far side to Scheit with 43. Now it goes to Frazier in the corner and back to Sank. Back to Scheit, 38 seconds to go. Jake off to Bajuzic up top. Jake spins down towards the foul line. Jake with a drive. High off the glass for Bajuzic on the nice take. And it's 19-11 Knopf. I'd like to see Adam just go in there amongst the tall trees and put it up. Here's a drive by Herbinko, puts it off the side of the rim, and back comes Scheit the other way into the corner. Frazier looks off the three, baseline outside. Here's Bajuzic for three, and he gets it. Adam Bajuzic, 5 quick points for the Knopf Knights. They lead 22-11 as we tick down the last couple seconds. Steal by Sanks, launches it at the buzzer, and it almost goes in from half court. Well, the Knights come on strong late in the quarter and then take a 22-11 first quarter lead. We'll be back here to Deer Lake right after this. I'm out.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
And welcome back here to Deer Lakes. We complete the first quarter. Knopf Knights strong finish to that quarter, and they lead 22-11 over the Lancers. We'll have the ball to start quarter number two. Good to have you with us here. It's on WISR. Beautiful Saturday afternoon. Not the best time for high school basketball, but hey, you play them when they schedule them, right? Off of the ball, working against now a man defense for the Lancers. Klein goes in. Back outside he comes to Bajuzic. Lancers putting the pressure on. Bajuzic is sort of bowled over. And the Lancers will get the possession. Bajuzic on the floor, and it just sort of was like a scrum there. Lancers get it on the arrow. The Lancers putting the pressure on Nock, and the Knights had to react and didn't do that well. There's Perrott with the ball outside. Comes right side of Urbanko. Goes to Kadlec on the high post. Feeds it back around. Urbanko outside. Off to Perrott. Looks for off the step off three and then can't get it away. Off to Colton. Colton backs out. Keeps it on the right wing. Working against Bajuzic. Colton, spin move around Bajuzic. Jumper from the elbow, rolls in. And Jared Colton's got four in the game. 22-13. Ryan Lang on the floor for the Knights now. Gets it off to Sanks. Knights across the top. Underneath McKee all by himself. Brady waits, shoots, and then a jump ball called. The ball knocked out of bounds. Sure looks like somebody was on his arm, but officials say no, they were both on the ball, so Knock gets the possession, left side of the hoop underneath. Juzic back out of the game. Off back to their starting five, with the exception of Scheidt and Ryan Lang. Lang looking to inbound, comes into Frazier. Frazier up top to Sanks. Open three-pointer for Julian. Goes off the side, no good. Rebound Kadlec for Deer Lake's underneath. 22-13, Lancers trying to get back in this one here in the second quarter. Colton on the wing, gets the pitch, comes around. Nicely protected there by McKee. Perrott has it up top, sees a lane, goes down inside. And a foul in the paint against the Knock Knights. Going to go against Ryan Lang. Lang reaches in, foul is on the floor. Oh, I'm going to say it's a shooting foul. So Perrott will shoot two. And gets the first one. All right. Six in the game for the Lancers. Can Scheidt in. McKee and Sanks out for the Knights. And a little bit smaller lineup. Let's see the three-point guard lineup. Second shot is on its way and good. Should have been a lane violation. Lancers go with the full court pressure. Knock with Bajuzic and Lang ahead. Bajuzic goes down, pulls it out to Frazier right down the lane all by himself for the easy two. The Red Sea parted there for Scotty Frazier, and he took it in. Knights by nine, 24-15, just under six to play in the first half. Colton working against Bajuzic. Out to Perrott. Front, far wing. Game is Ryan Butler. Colton shot, no good. Rebound comes to Bajuzic. And Scheidt quickly down the floor. Goes to Frazier, back to Schreckengoss. Forgot to take the ball with him. Finds himself doubled. Goes low to Schreck to Frazier. Frazier with another lay-in. Frazier found himself under the basket. Went right to left. Put it up and got hit from the side. And the foul called on Halsey. And that'll put Frazier at the line to shoot two more. 11 in the game for Frazier already. The Knights lead 24-15. And Frazier with another one. It's got so smooth at the foul line. He's very patient, very relaxed. Doesn't get rattled. Second one is up and good. And it's 26-15, Knights with their biggest lead of the game is 11. Knock goes with a full court pressure, and Colton able to get it down across the timeline. Into the near corner. Perrott up on the high post now. Perrott pulls it back to center circle and comes to his left. Looks for the cutter. There's a double team by the Lancers in the corner, and a timeout taken by Deer Lake before they got the 5-second call. 5:08 to go here in the first half. 26-15, the Hawks lead. We'll take a quick 30-second break and be back right after this.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The deal-making man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC. The deal-making mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The deal-making man saved us thousands.
Meet the real deal-making man today at Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC in Slippery Rock.
26-15. Canuck Knights in the lead. Scott Frazier responsible for half of those 26. All from underneath or from the foul line. So good things happen when you go to the basket. Canuck Knights, Scott Frazier finding that out tonight. Three two-shot fouls and one and one. Well, Lancers with the basketball after the timeout. Butler to inbound, gets it to Colton on the top side, Perrott on the left wing. Back in the game, Holabon, he's got the ball low post. Claude turns around, shoots, misses off the front, gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in, and his foul. Holabon had a quick two fouls early in the game, and he's a presence on that low post. And I missed the foul was on, and they don't list them on the board, so I can't tell you who's got what. Holabaugh gets the and one. Lancers put a little pressure on, but not much, as Scheit comes down the floor, across the top. They go into the corner. Petrusic open for three, and Petrusic brings his second three of the game. Puts the Knights back up by 11. It's going to be frustrating for the Lancers. They battle down underneath, get an and one, and then knock them down and whoop, adds three. He just sort of negates those three. There's Butler outside over to Colton. Colton's three-pointer is good. Nice setup for Colton. He's got seven. Petrusic in the corner. Petrusic baseline runner. Out it comes to Frazier. Up to Treckengoss. Treckengoss back outside Frazier. Long time shot for three. Then Frazier put down three. You leave the Knights open, and when they're on, they're going to make those more than not. Colton up top. Here comes a double team from Lang. He puts up another three-pointer off the side. No good. Rebound. Frazier comes from nowhere to pull that one down. And then he runs down the far side. Cuts back to the middle. Frazier to the basket. Rolls it up and across the top. Had it to go all the way. It just didn't fall. Frazier, he has the ball knocked away. Battle for it. Frazier gets in there. And Knott gets the timeout when Frazier's on the ball. Before the jump ball is called, and with 3:48 to go here in the first half, the Knights leading 32-21, they've got the timeout. So the Knights continuing to hit some three-point range. Adam Petrusic with two, Sanks with one, Frazier with one, and Treckengoss with one. For the Lancers, Jared Colton the only one with three. The Knights maintain their 11-point lead. Led by 10 after one. And with 3:48 to go here in the first half, I have an 11-point lead. And against a team like Deer Lakes, if they get hot, it'll go away in a hurry. If you're not careful. Hawk, though, not letting the off the gas. They continue to put the pressure on. Streckengoss will inbound right in front of the Knott bench after Knott used the timeout to maintain the possession. Sometimes you wonder about that choice sometimes, whether it's not. Is a timeout worth that possession? And I guess when you're leading, it doesn't matter. Scheit back across the top, Treckengoss. Outside it comes from the key. Brady's open for three, doesn't take the shot. Hits it to Sanks, who's well covered by Colts. Comes back across to McKee. McKee looks inside, dribbles back outside to Frazier. Got Frazier center circle around the right wing to Scheit, and Jake will come back towards the middle. Jake in the corner. McKee looks. Now McKee with a nice move to get his defender off his feet. Lays it up and rolls it out. Rebound underneath by Sank, though. And Julian to Frazier. Frazier now hits from behind. And we're not sure. Maybe if he stepped out of bounds, or what happened there? A whistle right in front of the bench. The Knock keeps the basketball in front of the Deer Lakes bench. Frazier into Scheidt up high, and he rolls around to the right with 3 minutes to go. Scheidt with a nice little spin move. Bank shot doesn't go. Rebound knocked away from Colton. The rebound put back by Scheidt is up and good. And he's fouled, and Jake will go to the line to shoot two. Good effort underneath by Scheidt, using his size and strength that time to battle in there. Jake struggling to score the last couple of games, but, boy, he's fighting. And fought that one well. And Scheidt at the line. His shot is up and good. 35-21 Knock, under three to play here in the first half. Urbanka works around Sanks. Comes in, shut off at the foul line. They go baseline underneath Rotto by himself. Shot is up. McKee fall away off the rebound, and back comes Scheidt on the left wing. Frazier now baseline runner. Frazier has the foul. And that's going to be against Holtbaugh, his third. And it's the eighth team foul against the Lancers, so Frazier at the line to shoot one-on-one. Running her out of room here to put Frazier's foul shots. Sixteen in the game for Frazier as he stands at the line. And 17. And he gets the extra one. Coaches always say one-on-ones are 2 points. If you miss the first one, you've missed two. You're supposed to make them. Frazier makes the first one there. 36-21 Knights, 2:39 to go first half. Frazier's second one is up and good. Pretty good afternoon for Scott Frazier. He likes these Saturdays. Lancers hold the ball with the ball. Or Herbinko, I'm sorry. Hold the ball is out. Herbinko to Perrott in the wing. Perrott across the middle to Colts. Colton back up to Butler. Nobody there. And back as they run a little bit of a three-quarter weave against the Knock Band defense. Colton looking in, dumps to the low post, and Cadlick puts up the shot, misses it, but fouls on Frazier, his second at least, and that'll put Cadlick at the line to shoot two. 37-21 Knock to 11 to go. First half, Cadlick's shot is up and rolls in. He's got three in the game. And Cadlick's second one is good. That's off quickly down the floor. It's Scheidt. Goes down to the right. That curls back across the top. Goes to McKee in the middle. Back out to Schreckengost. Cross over to Scheidt. Back up to Sanks. All right. Closely guarding Julian Sanks. McKee out to Schreckengost over to Sanks. Sanks goes in and pulls it back out. Comes across to Frazier, and Frazier will set it up top. Holden playing off of Frazier, giving him plenty of room. Scheidt with the ball, and Knock not in any hurry here. Patience, Frazier on the right wing. Frazier will come out to McKee. McKee's man goes past him. He puts up a three-pointer, clanks it off the side. Knock able to get the ball. Frazier somehow comes up with it. Goes into the corner to Sanks. Sanks will take a three-pointer from the corner. That one will go up, bounce around, and in. Well, that one was up there for a while, and Julian Sanks hits the three. And Sanks and Herbenko get into it over on the far sideline. Whistle. And Ron McNabb still has it. Maybe Julian was fouled in the shot. The official's still discussing it in the corner, but not sure what the outcome is. No fouls called, but we saw Sanks and Urbanko both on the ground over there in the far corner. Didn't see what happened. Farratt with the ball up top. Farratt tries to come in down the lane, puts up a shot, and gets it. Just forces his way in and picked up the two. Quickly down the floor for Knock, up top to Schreckengoss. Schreckengoss down the lane. Schreckengoss is held. Somehow he gets the ball up and in. I don't know how that one went in, but you could see his jersey was being pulled and somebody was on his arm, and no foul called. And Schreck still gets the two. Then they call him for a foul down here as he puts his hip. And so Schreckengoss called for the foul. And for Jared, at least his first. It is the team foul against the Knights, so the Lancers will not be shooting. Ron McNabb working the officials over here about something. Now the Lancers will be inbound right side of here. These games tend to get a little physical and can get a little chippy if you're not careful. Inbound, it comes to Colton, low post. He's surrounded by three guys. Gets it out to Farratt on the wing. Long range three off the back. Doesn't go. Rebound by Kadlec underneath. Kadlec feeds it back outside. Farratt's drive to the basket. Nice underhander, and Farratt draws the foul going in. And the Schreck just picked up another foul. And so that'll put Farratt at the line to shoot two. He's two for three on the night tonight. 42-25, knocking the lead. And Farratt misses the first one. Sank's back in, and that should be Schreck comes. Well, no, the Juzik comes out. Schreck stays in with at least two fouls. I only have a nice with five. The board has them with six, so I missed one somewhere. And Farratt's second shot is up and good. 23 seconds to go in the half. The Knights with the lead and the basketball. Right across the top to McKee with 17. On the right wing, wide open three for Frazier. Flanks it off the side. Rebound by McKee in the corner. Gets it out to Frazier. He's hit hard, no foul. And here's Sanks with a shot at the buzzer. Doesn't go. Rebound battle for Kadlec. Got it with four. Kadlec will throw it down the floor. And a turnaround shot. Underhand shot by Hrbenko. Almost went. Knock Knights maintain the lead. They lead 42-26 at the half, and we'll be back to recap first half action. Here from Deer Lakes right after this 30-second timeout.